We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're here back in the Fantasy Bar for the first time ever, talking DraftKings Best Ball. Six of my favorite quarterbacks. Going to give you a guy at every price range, including my favorite value quarterback. What guys in the mid-range are underpriced, and what quarterback not named Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson I think can win MVP this season. Who are we talking about? Belly up to the Fantasy Bar and find out. Welcome in, guys. Special edition here, Beers Daily Fantasy Six Pack, talking NFL football, talking best ball on DraftKings for the first time ever. We are going to break down the positions for best ball. We'll start this week with the quarterback position. Six of my favorite quarterbacks over there on DraftKings. Make sure you get over to DK and check out all the best ball offerings, including that big $3 million tournament. Just a $25 buy-in for that tournament. And you guys are looking for premium content. Make sure you head over to rotogrinders.com/beer, where we're going to give you $10 off a Core 4 premium subscription that not only covers best ball in the NFL, also going to finish you off with the baseball season, the NBA playoffs under full swing, and PGA Tour golf, all for one price. rotogrinders.com/beer, $10 off. Can only find that offer right here in the Fantasy Bar. A thank you to you guys for stopping by, hanging out at the Fantasy Bar, and watching the videos. One more thing before we get into plays, guys. Make sure you hit thumbs up on that YouTube page and subscribe to the channels. We're going to be breaking down running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, one video a week. So make sure you subscribe and know when those videos go live. So let's talk some quarterbacks here on DraftKings. We're going to start with Carson Wentz of the Eagles. Now, to me, this is the best value on the board at the position, and everybody's definition of value is something else. I'm not talking about the cheapest quarterback that I can find. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to my favorite value play at the position. I'm talking about the guy that I think can outproduce where he's being drafted. We see Carson Wentz overall going around pick 100, which is about the early ninth round in these 12-team drafts, around QB9. I think this guy has top three quarterback upside within the realm of possibilities here. Let's take a look back at last season, and Carson Wentz was a top 10 quarterback last season, and basically with garbage at wide receiver. Guys like Nelson Aguilar, Ward, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Well, now we get DeSean Jackson back healthy, who we know can provide a best ball ceiling. We get Jalen Reagor, one of the top rookie receivers in this class. We know Ertz and Goddard are there. We know Miles Sanders can also be a weapon out of that backfield. So this offense really loaded up here. You can stack this offense up a bunch of different ways. My favorite stack is the Wentz. Grab some Dallas Goedert later and pair that up with DeSean Jackson also later in your draft. You're talking about a stack you can start building in round 9 here with the selection of Wentz. Get Jackson and Goddard to go with it in the double-digit rounds. And Philly, I think, is going to be a fantastic offense. So Carson Wentz gives you upside with his legs. The weapon's much better than last season. And this is a guy who can play at an MVP level. We've already seen that in his career. So we know that's within the realm of possibilities, and I think we see vintage MVP-level Carson Wentz this season. If you're at that position in the draft, don't be afraid to draft Carson Wentz here of the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, let's get you a guy that's even cheaper than Carson Wentz. We're going to go with Matthew Stafford of the Lions. Now, this is really a stack that I'm high on here in these drafts. This is a team we know the volume is very concentrated between a few guys. You're not guessing here. We know it's Kenny Galladay. We know it's Marvin Jones. And we know it's TJ Hockenson. Outside of that, not a lot of guys are going to contribute here to this offense. So another stack. You can start later in your draft, even if you miss out on Kenny Galladay. I think Marvin Jones, a screaming value in these best ball drafts. TJ Hockenson, huge upside at the tight end position you can grab in the double-digit rounds. And Stafford's ADP puts him in the 10th round. So you can load up early on in your draft and still build a stack of the Detroit Lions later on in your draft. But let's take a look at some of the numbers here for Matthew Stafford. When he was healthy, this guy was 4th in fantasy points per game at the quarterback position. Top 5 quarterback. Nobody probably realizes that. Was on pace for 5,000 yards and 38 touchdown passes in this offense and played very well under new offensive coordinator Darrell Bevell. I know there was concerns going into the season, but those concerns were put to bed. We get a healthy Stafford here. The weaponry is there, and I expect this offense to be much better than people realize. Matthew Stafford, to me, a top 8 quarterback, currently going at quarterback 13 on DraftKings. Grab that value here with Stafford and these Detroit Lions pass catchers. All right, let's move on to our next quarterback. We're moving down the list. We're getting cheaper here. We're going to go with the rookie, Joe Burrow of Cincinnati. Now, I really like this play with Joe Burrow. You know, rookie quarterbacks, we don't have a huge sample size of guys that have been successful in their rookie season, but we do have some, and I think he belongs within that group. The same level of pedigree here with Joe Burrow. I obviously know he was the number one pick, but what I really like here is the rushing upside that Joe Burrow gives you. Averaged 24.5 rushing yards per game last season at LSU. The weaponry is here as well. A.J. Green, we'll see what we get out of him, but if we get anything close to the A.J. Green that we know and love, boom. Tyler Boyd, a guy like Marvin Jones, I think is vastly underrated. John Ross gives you that big play ability. T. Higgins, the rookie, I think will be worked in. Not to mention Joe Mixon and Gio Bernard, who can be weapons out of the backfield. So this is a team I think you can definitely stack up a lot of different ways. Again, you don't have to start the stack early. Don't forget about that when you're in these drafts, when you're loading up on those early round running backs and receivers. Start building your stacks here in the middle rounds. In Cincinnati, one of those teams that I've earmarked as a stack, I certainly want to get a lot of exposure to. This defense should be terrible. This offense, I think, can be very, very good. Could lead to shootouts here, could lead to big numbers. In fact, I think Joe Burrow takes home that Rookie of the Year award. So Cincinnati, not a team we've gone out of our way to draft here over the last few seasons. I think that changes here this season. Joe Burrow, great value at QB 18 over on DraftKings. All right, let's get a controversial one here. Some people are going to love it. Some are going to hate it. I'm rolling with Superman here, Cam Newton of the Patriots. Now, the argument against Cam is even going to be the starter. I don't think they bring Cam Newton in to be a backup and to be a headache here to a guy like Jarrett Stidham, who we just haven't seen much of outside of the preseason. So think about the fit here with Cam Newton. Is there a better place he could have gone than to land with Bill Belichick, Josh McDaniels, in an offense that's going to tailor to what Cam Newton does well? They know this is a team that loves to run the football. Think about how many times the New England Patriots are in the red zone, down close, down on the 1 yard line, and who was running the ball in? It wasn't a running back. We saw a lot of Tom Brady sneaks from the 1 yard line. But let's be honest, who would you rather have running the football from the 1 yard line? Tom Brady, who was very good at that sneak, or Cam Newton? Give me Cam Newton here. This guy's only been under 500 rushing yards twice in his career. I know a lot of that is recent. We're not going to get the Cam that ran for 700 yards, but even one of the seasons was 488 yards. So he's not that far off from 500 yards. Second easiest quarterback schedule, according to PFF and some of their metrics over there. New England was first in red zone plays run, goal line plays run. There's a lot of upside here in Cam Newton. And at QB 16, I think he could smash value on this price tag and finish as a top 10 quarterback. He's pretty much done that in every healthy season he's been in the league. Now we're putting him on an offense where I think they're really going to tailor the offense to what Cam Newton does well. This is one of the best values in these best ball drafts over on DraftKings. Make sure you get some exposure to Cam Newton of the Patriots. All right, let's get to my favorite value play deeper in the draft. If you miss out on all these guys or you need a QB2, we're rolling with Gardner Minshew of the Jaguars. Now, this is one you either love it or you hate it. I get it. Gardner Minshew's not everybody's cup of beer here. But for me, I think there's a lot of upside on Minshew. Jay Gruden has coached top 12 seasons out of Andy Dalton twice and Kirk Cousins three times. Now you get a guy that can run the ball as well. 67 rushing attempts last season. Did not score in any of those. So we got some upside coming in that category. We had a guy who was fifth in rushing yards amongst all quarterbacks last season in just 14 games. We got a guy that was top 10 through the first 9 weeks of the season before they started playing musical chairs with him and Nick Foles. We have a defense that's absolutely terrible. We have an ascending star wide receiver in DJ Chark. You're going to get shootouts here. You're going to get a guy that can run the ball, and you're going to get a guy that put up very similar numbers to what Kyler Murray put up. Yes, the QB4 in ADP this season. We're talking about the QB25 that put similar numbers on the board to Kyler Murray. So add it all up here. Not only did he scare the coronavirus away, don't be scared to grab Gardner Minshew here in these DraftKings Fest balls. Stack him up with DJ Chark and or a D.D. Westbrook, something like that. But I love that Minshew to Chark stack. It's cheap, and Minshew, I think, drastically outproduces this QB25 price tag in the 14th round. Come on, people. Gardner Minshew, better than that, finishes top 10 this season. We'll go big. Love this spot here. Big fan of Gardner Minshew this season at these current price tags. All right, it's time to take a look at my favorite quarterback for these best ball drafts on DraftKings. But before I do that, guys, quick reminder, rotogrinders.com/beer. Take advantage, $10 off. For you guys, special offer only for you guys watching the video here. But reminder, that recovers NFL, MLB, NBA, and PGA Tour all under one umbrella. So, rotogrinders.com/beer. Now, let's take a look. My favorite QB on DraftKings. You know him as the quarterback beast of the year. That's right, baby. Beast of the year. We're going big. We're going back up to the top here. We're not going with Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. Love those guys, but I'll take the cheaper here. I'm going to go with Dak Prescott of the Cowboys, my QB beast of the year. Now, why Dak Prescott? Well, first of all, let's talk some narratives here. Anyone that's willing to build a football field at their house and have their receivers come and work out, this is a guy that's dedicated to his craft. We also have the contract situation, a guy that's going to be playing with a chip on his shoulder after not getting paid. And I know he's making $35 million a year here on this tag, but did not get that long-term deal from the Dallas Cowboys. That will fuel him. But let's take a look at the numbers here. Enough of the narratives. This guy finished QB2 behind Lamar Jackson last season. I think people forget that it's Jackson, it's Mahomes, and there's nobody else. Dak Prescott was that good last season. This offense, absolutely loaded. We already had Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup as a 1-2 punch. Now we add CeeDee Lamb to the mix here, replacing the aging Randall Cobb. We have Blake Jarwin at the tight end position, replacing the aging Jason Witten. We know Ezekiel Elliott there as well, and Tony Pollard, so that he can be a baller as well out of the backfield. So this is a team last season that led the entire NFL in yards per play. And this is a guy we know adds value with his legs as well. The combination of rushing yards per game and rushing TDs basically gives you an extra 4 points. So you're basically starting with 4 points with Dak Prescott before he even steps on the field here. So you add all that up, the running ability, an explosive offense, an offense that got even better over the offseason, and a team that is absolutely explosive, leads me to say Dak Prescott, NFL MVP, and we're going to send you over to DraftKings Sportsbook. 14-1 odds there on that bet if you want to get in there. I got it earlier at 30-1 odds. The odds have drastically gone down here since the NFL draft, but still some value on that number. So not only are we giving you some best ball picks, we're hitting you up in the sports book as well. All in all, Dak Prescott, my favorite quarterback this season and the quarterback beast of the year. All right, guys, that'll wrap us up. Our first ever DraftKings best ball six pack covering the quarterback positions. We will cover the running backs, the wide receivers, the tight ends in the coming weeks. So make sure you're subscribed to the channel. And we also have NBA videos. The playoffs are starting. MLB six-pack videos as well. So very, very busy time here in the Fantasy Bar. I want to say thank you to you guys. Whether you watch all of them, whether you watch some of them, I appreciate each and every one of you for checking out the videos. For rotogrinders.com, I am Beer St. Salu. Best of luck in these DraftKings best ball drafts, guys. We'll see you next week covering another position. Stay tuned and good luck.
Hey, thanks for checking out our videos. If you want more expert advice on DraftKings, FanDuel, or any other daily fantasy sports, make sure you check out the current videos playlist.